The program known as Smart Growth sets aside $2 million a year to pay counties that plan ahead for things like roads, sewers, and housing developments. But GOP Assemblyman Dan Meyer of Vilas County says not everyone gets a piece of that money, and it doesn't cover the cost of planning in those counties that do. Meyer says it should be up to communities to handle growth as they decide.
I have nothing against planning, and I don't think most communities do, but I think those communities should be able to plan as they wish at the local level instead of being told how to plan.
But Berlin Republican Senator Luther Olson says he sees nothing wrong with requiring that local governments get together and discuss a plan. He says many communities are expanding into areas that were only recently farm fields, which is going to mean more expenses for local governments.
And they're going to hope and wish that they had some kind of plan in place for where things should be. And by the state giving them $4 million every 2 years to help cover some of the cost to make some plans, I think Wisconsin at the end of the day will be a better place.
The cut will be included with the overall budget the Joint Finance Committee sends to the full legislature in the next couple months. If it makes it to Governor Jim Doyle's desk, Doyle could propose restoring the Smart Growth Program. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.